Hey, little one. I know you're probably sleeping right now. And when you wake up, I probably won't be here because I'll be out due to the time zone. However, I'm going to read you a story so that you can sleep well. And you don't have to wait up for me, okay? I want you to rest, and I hope the story relaxes you. Okay, let's start. The Three Monsters. In a certain lake, there lived three monsters of three different sizes. The largest monster was blue with orange spots all over his body. His roar was so loud that it made all the water in the lake splash from side to side. The second biggest monster was green in color, with yellow spots all over his huge body. His roar was loud enough to make the fish in the lake tremble in fear. The third monster was the smallest and very plain looking. He was dull brown in color, with no spots at all. On top of this, he could not roar even a tiny roar, so the other two monsters always made fun of him, so much so that he decided to run away from the lake. One dark, moonless night, he came out of the lake and began to walk. He walked and walked until he dashed into a tree. A black cat sleeping in the tree woke up and looked at him in surprise. "Who are you?" she asked. "You are enormous. I've never seen a creature like you." "I'm a monster, but I don't have any spots and can't roar like my friends," said the small monster, and he burst into tears. The cat was alarmed to see him cry. She felt sorry for him and wanted to help him. So she said, "Please stop crying. I shall take you to my mistress. I'm sure she'll do something for you." The monster agreed, and the cat took him to her mistress, who lived in a strange little house. She turned out to be an old woman dressed in black. On her head she wore a pointed black hat. The cat looked at her and said, "This monster doesn't have spots on his body and can't roar. He is very unhappy about this. Can you help him?"
"That won't be difficult," said the woman, who was actually a witch.
"It's hard to believe that anyone would want spots and a loud roar, but if it makes him happy, he'll get it right now." The witch raised her hands and uttered some magic words. The next moment, the brown monster turned into a bright shade of purple with red spots. When he tried to thank the witch, out came a loud roar from his mouth. How delighted he was! After saying goodbye to the cat and her mistress, he ran back to the lake very excited. There he let out such a loud roar that all the water in the lake rose up in the air and then fell down again, taking the fish by surprise. The two monsters were so frightened that they never laughed at the small monster ever again. I know you don't really like monsters much, but he's a good monster, right? Well, I'm so sorry that I'm doing this in a rush and I'm not as loud as I normally am, baby. But I hope it works and you feel better when you listen to it. I don't want you to feel anxious and I don't want you to wait out for me. Okay? Mommy loves you. Good night.